Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, sorry we're late. Had all kinds of jumble things going on. Inner Sight. And we are live around the world. You know, we're not against this country helping other people, caring and, within the limit of keeping Americans safe, of course. But the thing that really bothers millions of us, I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks this way, is the fact that the politicians should put Americans first. And by that I mean not that we want to be selfish or that we're more important. No. What I mean is we here in this country should make sure that everybody's equal if we're going to reach out and try to help other people. We have so many things going on right here that aren't even straightened out.
Right.
Just recently, I got an email from, he's supposed to be my congressman, but I don't feel that he is my congressman. So I'm going to say a congressman. Because if he was my congressman, he would care about the fact that I'm not being treated equal.
Okay.
Anyway, the email was a very stupid way of answering my email when I asked him, to do something about the fact that people have no rights to service dogs, that you can't get the medical for your guide dog if you're training on your own. There's no law, no regulations, and all that. And he sends me back a ridiculous reply telling me how valuable service dogs are and the cost and all that, you know. Well, nobody knows it better than those of us who rely on a service dog. So I answered him. And I don't know, can you read an email that I sent? I don't know how you would do that. What?
I have to go to a special mailbox online. So give me a second. Let me see if I could.
I don't know how you would do that. It's 262, the number.
262? Okay. Let me go to
the one that I
do
but,
it.
But
okay.
I want the one that I sent, not the one he sent me.
Yeah, I know. 262.
Are you able to? You have a way to do that?
I'm gonna try. Yeah.
All right. And so he sends me this email, which really says nothing, means nothing.
Mm.
You know, he says he's going to keep my idea in mind. You know, I mean, what the hell? That doesn't mean a damn thing. When someone's safety is disregarded, and you have to deal with an unlicensed facility that's supposed to be responsible for that safety, and especially if that safety translates into somebody's visual field, you don't say you're going to keep it in mind. It's an emergency.
Yes, it
and
is.
You act upon it as an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, that's the problem. They don't put us... They don't put us first.
That's right.
They don't view these things in the same way.
That's true.
And somebody said to me, "Well, you know, because they don't need the same things that you need. They're not disabled."
Mm-hmm.
But that's not totally the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are many people who are disabled who aren't doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
To change these things. So he sends me this ridiculous email. And I answer them, you know, telling them that my dog, my guide dog, is my life, comes between me and life and death every day, and the schools have no regard for people's rights and all that. Just a horrible thing to have to go through this and explain to somebody that people have no legal rights to the protection of a guide dog that saves your life every day. You know,
yeah,
to explain that to somebody who's sitting over there in Washington, responsible for people's lives, and doesn't even realize, or doesn't want to realize, one or the other, what this means to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you make them realize it? You know, it's like you want to grab them by the throat and say, "You see,
this is what I need.
Your life feels threatened now, right? See, well,
yeah.
That's how I feel. Denied a guide dog."
Right.
See? But then if you do that, you're the bad guy.
That's right.
So they got you in a trap.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So, were you able to find that?
I'm waiting for the stupid thing to pull up. It's not me this time.
Yeah.
It's the darn website. Really. The internet.
And I hold out no hope for the government to protect us. I've written a letter to Biden. That gave birth to nothing. You know, and it's just outrageous how these politicians do not put Americans first. Now, I'm an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Born in this country, raised, paid taxes and all that, like millions of others.
That's right.
And we should be protected with the basic, simple things.
That's right.
We're not asking the Congress to spend money on this. You don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
There's already
a
law. Just amend it. Bring it in, you know. So,
I'm waiting for this to come up. It's just taking a sweet time.
All right, in a sight, we'll do a couple of commercials. And
then maybe it'll come up. Okay.
Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388-7004, down in South Jersey. And we thank her for all her help.
Yeah.
Kennedy Realty, and my buddy right here in Islip, New York, good friend of Inner Sight, and wishing his sister a speedy recovery, Anna.
That is nice.
Call him tomorrow, see how she's doing.
Yeah,
Kennedy
please.
Realty, 631-888-1186, buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information.
Yeah.
And we thank Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
For all his help.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We thank Suffolk Bus. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for their help. And you can dial them up, by the way, at 631-880-7929. If you need any info on services for the disabled, Suffolk County, legislation, whatever. All right, that's Silo. Hey, don't forget all the beautiful children of the world, Avanti Oquindo and Corey Foster, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, and all the others. The beautiful little ones. and keep them safe. Go an extra mile for a child, inner sight reminder. All right. If you need dog food, cat food for your animals,
yeah.
Nobody starved on Long Island at 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary, and he's a very caring person.
Yes,
he is. 631-484-3085. All right, any luck on that email?
No, it's just taking a very long time.
Oh,
I guess mostly because of this.
Why don't we do the, before we forget, let's do the Able News.
Yes, let me get back into that.
And then we'll go on with,
give me a second, I have to go back to
our
show. Yeah, give me that second, I have to go back to that particular subject.
All right. Coming up, a message from Able News. In the meantime, we're talking tonight about how the politicians should put Americans first.
Able is a paper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and we're seeing now how many of us who are Americans are not being put first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have this so-called virus going around. We have the economy is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And too many times the politicians are too busy arguing with each other.
That's true.
I heard another item on the news tonight about, I think it was the energy secretary who violated some rules with the sales of stocks, you know.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of these politicians are busy with. Their investments, you know. There's a big thing now in Congress that politicians shouldn't have these investments.
Wow.
You know, and be able to concentrate more on service of the people. And I say I would have to agree with that.
I mean,
it's just another way of distracting
from what is
the,
needed.
Politicians. What?
Just another way to ignore us in a sense. You know?
Yeah, you know, and most politicians are wealthy.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to afford to go into the stock market and buy all these things and, you know, play the stock market.
It's not to say that you don't, you know, you shouldn't. It's to say when you are doing it, you should actually pay attention to the people, you know, who have disabilities and stuff first, then go into, you know, what you need, you know, and get things done, you know, first. And then
a lot of people don't, they get carried away with this stuff.
Well, yeah, you should really not, you know, do the other one first and not help the people that you need to help.
There are rules, and a lot of them don't follow those rules. They violate them and all that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in that way, they neglect their duties to the public.
Yeah.
So that's not putting Americans first.
No, it isn't.
Anyway, Inner Sight, we're on an abbreviated show tonight. 213-816- 1650 if you want to call
19
in.
More minutes.
And what you think of the
okay, we have a couple of people who want to say something.
Who, do you think they put American first or not? All right, let's take a phone call.
First
Keep
is
it clean.
Louis. Yes, first is Louis and another, I don't know this person. They're in a 914 area code 740. I'm not going to give the rest of it. Do you know?
All right, let's take that call first, and then Louis on the line.
Yeah. So we'll do the other one first.
It's a day early.
Yeah.
Take
we'll
the
do
other
the
call.
Other first. Okay.
Inner Sight Live.
Hello.
Hi, guys. You forget Miss Westchester.
Hey.
The 914 number.
Yeah, hi, you.
Yeah.
Haven't spoke to you in enough. I'm taking a copy of your number. I don't know it.
I know. Just I got a few minutes, so I figured I'd call. Why is the show abbreviated? I missed it.
I had.
We started late.
We started late.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of a bad time some nights to call, so I got a few minutes now, so I figured I'd call and check
How's
in.
How's Mom doing?
She's doing all right. Yeah, she's doing good. She had a little, her toe had an infected toenail on her. Oh, it's gone now. It actually fell off, and it's all better now.
Oh, that's good. Did she hit it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Susan?
Did she hit it somewhere?
No, I don't know what made it turn black and infected, to tell you the truth. And so, but that's taken care of. Then the doctor put her on antibiotic, and I think she had a bad reaction to the antibiotics because she seemed... Can you hold on one sec? Call waiting. Let me see, because somebody called before. I don't know. I'll be right back. Sorry.
Okay.
There was a big report on the CNBC about antibiotics. They're very bad for people. They're horrible.
Yeah,
big science report.
Hello.
Millions of people.
Yeah.
Maureen, I was explaining. I heard a big report on CNBC about antibiotics.
Mm.
And just recently, you know, 5 million people died from the use of antibiotics.
Wow.
1919, you know.
Wow. Well, this one, she had never given it to her before, and she was complaining a few nights of pain, but two nights, I thought, I didn't want to take her to the hospital with this stinking COVID crapola that's going on, but, so then she was just in pain when I said she has to go, so we went, and they just said it was bad constipation. She's just, to be graphic, backed up, but... But... I think it was the antibiotics that she had so many.
Well, it'll make
like
you
40,
constipated.
Yeah, well, she had like 40 side effects. There were 40 side effects listed. She had about 12 of them, I swear.
Oh,
you know?
God.
Yeah, she really did.
Man.
So I think she had a reaction to the antibiotic, you know?
She probably did.
Yeah, so,
she probably did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, they're not good.
Maureen, on our topic tonight, what do you think of, do you think the politicians put Americans first? What do you think?
Oh, please, don't get me started on that.
I want to hear what you got to say.
They don't put Americans first, ever. We're put last all the time, you know, always.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
bottom of the barrel.
The bottom of the barrel, exactly right,
yeah.
I mean. It's such a sin what's going on in the whole country. It really is, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing on the radio, Dr. Fauci, for instance, from January of 2020 when he was saying that this virus was never going to come to America. And then 2 months later, I had to leave my mom and never see her for another year and a half. So him right there, all these stupid mandates that have ruined the country, it just had a ripple effect, this whole virus and the mandates, in every area. I mean, food, the price of gas and food and the shelves are, some of them there's not enough. It's just the price. It's just horrifying what's going on. The crime in the city. And, you know, that girl out in Los Angeles in the furniture store, the girl in the burger. It's horrible. The lady thrown in front of the train the other day. Just that these politicians that are in now have to be voted out because this bunch is just definitely the worst, you know? Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I never saw anything in my life like this. I've been trying to ignore everything that's going on in the political scene right now. And then when it's time to really worry about it, then I'm just going to start putting my head to the, especially the presidential race, put my head to the grindstone and look at every single one of them. And if I have a chance to vote them out, because they want to take our voting rights away. Oh, my
they
God,
do.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. Well, ours anyway, not others, but ours they do.
No, everybody does. Both the Republicans and the Democrats are doing it in different ways. And I'm just sick and tired of both. I feel like taking their voting rights away.
Yeah.
You
well, it's just, it's such a shame what's going on. And
Maureen, do you have any person in your mind who you think would become president of this country who could straighten out this mess?
Well, we had a president who there was no mess under till the ones messed him up, you know. I mean, I really think he's the best one, and people, you know, they do, you know, polls, and he's still leading, you know. I mean, he really, we were living good under him. We really were, and then this stuff had to go on, and I mean, the country's just been a mess for the past year.
Who are you talking about?
Trump, President Trump.
Oh, okay.
You know? Mm. You guys have any ideas? I mean, we were living
good
under
him. I've lost faith in politicians completely.
I have too, honestly. I don't think either were good. Either of the choices were good.
Well, I mean, we were living good under him. We're living in a hell under this one, definitely, you know? I mean, there's not one thing you can say this guy did, this guy's done. That's good, you know? Not one thing.
I could say that, but I can't say that 100% was also, you know, what we're seeing now or before. I just can't. I'm sorry, but I don't feel...
That it was
right? I don't feel that 100% of what Trump did was right either. I feel
well, nobody's
not
ever
going to
be 100%.
No,
nobody's
I'm not saying he did 100% right. No,
no,
I mean, he didn't
do
100%, but it certainly was a lot better than this.
No, I just didn't like either. I just didn't like either. They both weren't the person for the job at all. Because one was raising hell, and then everybody, you know, had to follow him. He was raising hell. You can't keep doing that to get, you know, people.
Raising hell in what way, Suzanne? What do you mean by raising hell?
What I mean by raising hell is that you cannot try and get people all riled up before you, you know, go into an office type of environment. So it's a safety thing more than it is anything else. That is what bothered me. Where's the safety? Where's the, you know, I know he's trying to build a wall. A lot of the things that he said that he wanted, unfortunately, were blocked by, you know, the things that the Democrats wanted. You know, it was just like back and forth. And to tell you the truth, I didn't think any of them accomplished anything just because of all the things that were going on.
Well,
COVID
I just
one of them.
Look at those years and look at this past whole year. And I just can't see anything that's been accomplished by this one, you know?
Oh, yeah, I see that, too. I don't see
all
anything
the politicians,
that's been accomplished.
Excuse me. All the politicians forgot about the people who need help.
They really need it. That's right.
Oh, well, they always do. And what happened to Cuomo? All those charges have been dropped against him.
Yeah,
all the charges
I really
against
feel
Cuomo.
That, too.
Yeah, they get away with it.
I do feel, But I think that, you know, also, I believe that, too. I believe all the charges were dropped, and there was nothing to, you know, get, you know, charge him for. That I believe. But the thing that I really find to be, you know, really, you can't do that in a battle election. He's probably been told the next time he does it, he's going to be charged with whatever it is, you know?
Well, like I say, the sex thing, I really thought that was the least, because you can't really, it's his word against hers, hers against his, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Sure, he is a little sleazy, but to me, the main issue was the nursing home. That
yeah,
was what they should have gotten him on, that,
right.
Where people died. That was the main
people
thing that I was.
People died, and I don't like the fact that people get away with that. That bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
yeah.
of things that bother me between all the, you know, people who were presented in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
They all did not have a good ethical value, you know, being
right.
politicians, and they needed to have a good ethical value.
Right.
And
well,
that was,
he emptied out a lot of these psychiatric hospitals where these homeless
yeah.
people with problems were,
yeah.
where they were getting
yeah.
the proper care that they need. He emptied out many of them and closed them, and now he puts
yeah.
them in nursing homes or out on the streets. So that's why you have all this going on.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I saw what was in not this last nursing home that my mom was in, Silvercrest, but I saw it
yeah.
in Woodcrest, especially.
Yeah.
You know, where they'd be roaming around. I feared for my mom
yeah.
at night. I really did. One day I get
yeah.
there and one of them sitting in her room in the other lady's
oh,
room. You know, I mean, this. So he did that too, which was no good. So they really don't care about Americans. They really don't, you know?
No, they care about the salaries that they get from the person who's in the nursing home, which that's another thing that they shouldn't be taking people's income at all.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Exactly.
You know, that's really horrible.
Exactly. And I think New York's really doing better. They're calling in a lot of the staff of nursing homes in New York are really struggling because a lot of the staff, I guess, have left with
yeah.
this mandate and stuff. You can't blame people.
No.
You know, you can't say you have to inject yourself with something that's not really known much about, you know. And even...
Yeah.
People who got the vaccine and the boosters, they said you could get 4 boosters even, and they're still getting the virus.
Yes.
So what good is that?
They need to then take everybody who's had some sort of reaction and study it further. They need to do more studies. They haven't done that yet. They're just so lack.
They need to bring in more natural help and healing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Waste
exactly.
money on the studies.
Stop doing what they're doing and look back at what's going on. Don't keep going forward with the vaccinations when you have so many people having reactions. That's all I have to say.
And still
you
getting
know?
The virus. I mean, so it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, and it's getting worse each time in terms of its, you know, virulent. You should actually close the borders and be logical, you know?
Well,
that's
another problem that's not being
yeah.
done, you know? That right there
right.
is another problem that's not being
they
done.
They should have closed
you know?
The borders from the beginning and all this would
exactly.
have stopped.
Exactly.
I would have done that.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would have too. That makes perfect sense, but we live in a country where sense does not prevail anymore. It's such a shame, but that's how it goes.
And then I would have made, like, if people are traveling all the time, I would definitely make something where they could travel, but they would have to go through rigorous testing so they could travel all the time. That's all. Let them go through rigorous testing.
In South Africa, where this started, this last variant, they're already, like, over it. So how come we have it go on forever and ever and ever, you know?
Because they're taking the anti-malaria drug, and the anti-malaria drug actually has been found to help, but they're not using it. And it's actually an ancient remedy for it, you know. One of it's the, what the hell's the name of it? I know the name of it, but right now it's not coming to me. Anyway, Frank, what's the malaria drug that...
Stay away from those antibiotics.
No, it's not that. It's the anti-malaria drug that,
isn't that an antibiotic?
No, it isn't. It's the one that, what's his name said, Gary Knoll.
You mean the astragalus.
Well, that's one of them. That's good
stuff.
That's
a Chinese
herb. Astragalus. No, it's not. Yeah, it is. But it's not the astragalus. It's, oh, God, my mind just drew a blank. It's an anti-parasite. Yeah, I'm an elderly person. What can I say?
Me too. And I'm older than you, Suzanne, so forget it.
Not by much.
by a good bit.
Anyway.
By 10 years.
Thank you, Maureen, for your comments.
Yes, yes,
you
thanks.
Might
you're welcome.
Remember
we
it,
appreciate
but who knows.
It.
Yeah,
thank you.
I got a little chance to talk tonight, so
thank
you for calling.
Come often.
Yeah, I'm getting
come
a new
on my
cell phone.
Wednesday night show.
Yeah,
I want to hear what you
new...
have to say about the nursing homes, and that would be nice.
Yeah, I ordered a new cell phone so I can go in my room and talk in there and not disturb people, and also that I...
Oh, that's cool.
So that should be coming soon, so hopefully...
Yeah.
Hopefully
oh, that's
it comes.
Cool. I can't wait. I want to hear more of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and then we could talk together during the day. That'd be nice, too.
Nice.
I don't know what... Did you change all the numbers to a 914 number?
Well, the other two don't really work that good, so that's why I got...
Okay,
I mainly use this one. This is a house phone,
okay.
A landline, so that's the one that works good. So, so I'm waiting for another SafeLink. I'm sorry?
It sounds really clear.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so I'm waiting for another SafeLink to come, so that'll be the cell phone. Yeah, that'll be the cell phone then. Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
We got a few minutes. We're going to move on, Maureen.
Okay, guys. All right, nice talking to you again.
Thank you.
Okay. You too,
all right.
Both of you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
In putting Americans first, all Americans, again, we who are disabled have the worst of it because we don't have the basic freedom and equality that everybody else has. Now, when a virus comes along and things shut down or people afraid to go to work or whatever it is, we're the ones that are the worst victims on that.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the basics to begin with. Where are we going to find a president who will put Americans first? That's the question.
Exactly.
And that's going to be a big issue, along with the economy coming up at the next presidential race.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I want to thank all our listeners. Sorry about the abbreviated show, but we'll be with you tomorrow night, hopefully on the funnies. We don't have any technical difficulties.
That's true.
Inner
I'm
sight,
it up now.
Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. And thank you for listening. Keep warm out there. It's supposed to go down to zero with the wind. Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night on the funnies. Thank you very much. All of our 100,000 plus listeners.
113,000.
Goodbye, world.
Yay.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night,
Inner
everyone.
Sight.
Thank you.